Plus FM stellt vor. Musiker, Macher, Kreative.
Ja, 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 Music ist eine Online-Musikplattform, ein Festival und eine Clubnacht. Die gibt es seit 2009 in London. Mehr als 120 nordische Künstler sind bislang dort aufgetreten. Und man kann das Ganze auch als pan-nordisches Langzeitprojekt verstehen, denn es gibt viele tolle Musiken aus Dänemark, aus Finnland, aus Island, aus Norwegen, aus Schweden. Und so könnt ihr immer wieder die Entwicklung der Musikszene dort mitverfolgen. Seit Oktober letzten Jahres läuft das Ganze auch bei uns in Berlin im Fluxbau. Und ihr könnt jeden Monat neue, vielversprechende Talente entdecken. Diesmal dabei, ja, der isländische, sagen wir mal, 80s-Disco-Bär Berntsen, dann wird noch Hisse auftreten und die hochgehandelten dänischen Newcomer Waldo und Marsha. 6 Dänen, die jetzt schon mal vorab ins Studio gekommen sind und darüber freuen wir uns natürlich sehr. Herzlich willkommen, guten Tag.
Hallo.
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 Okay.
Abends.
Hallo.
Abends? Was war das denn?
Morgen.
Genau, guten Abend, guten Abend. Also wir hätten hier Niklas, Andreas, Matthias, Viktor. Und wer fehlt da noch? Who's missing then?
We're missing Mess and Miggle.
Mess and Miggle. Was
they
machen?
Are buying some gear for tonight's gig.
Ah, you're sure they're buying gear? They're buying other stuff.
No? Gear.
Like clothes and shoes, you know?
We hope they're buying gear.
We really need the gear, so we're hoping.
Oh, really? It's important gear? What kind of gear?
It's some line drivers. It's boring.
Mess and Miggle are very decent people.
So. Sehr schön. Da sind also 2 Bandmitglieder, die müssen noch ein bisschen Equipment kaufen, das ganz wichtig für heute Abend ist, aber wir können ja schon mal ein bisschen über das werte Wohlbefinden sprechen. Also es sind insgesamt 6 junge Dänen, die um die 23 Jahre alt sind, so 23 year about,
yeah,
on about.
Yeah. See?
And you met in school probably? No.
Oh yeah, yeah, school. Yeah, yeah, we met in school. Well, we met in school some years ago, but some different schools. Yeah. And we just decided to start making music together.
Yeah, you started to make dreamy pop with vocoders, as we can read. So tell us about this great description. Yes.
Well, it's funny because we actually don't use vocoders that much. We just auto-tune it, and it sounds like vocoders because it's very hard auto-tuned. It's like very compressed. But I don't know, we just started digging the sound of it's very modern, really.
We listen to a lot of hip-hop and also Cher. And found out that it sounded awesome when you put it on our vocals. Also, we have trouble pitching, so it's easier just with the auto-tune.
Also, sie benutzen gar keine Vocoder, sondern eher machen ihre Sounds mit Auto-Tune. Haben ein bisschen Cher gehört. Did you say you listen to Cher?
Yeah.
Isn't she great?
She's so great, yes.
Ja, ne? Und da haben sie sich natürlich auch ein bisschen von inspirieren lassen. Since when are you making music together?
6 Jahre.
6 Jahre schon? Jahre. Wow, also habt ihr mit 17 angefangen? At 17.
Yeah.
Sweet 17.
Sweet 17.
Yeah. And now you're all living in Copenhagen.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. In a district where very many musicians are living?
Not really.
It's a bit. I mean, some live in Vesterbro, some live in Nørrebro. It's very different.
We're all over the place in Copenhagen.
Und ihr seid ja beim Ja, Ja, Ja schon mal aufgetreten und zwar in London.
Yeah.
Na,
yeah.
Tell us about it. When was that?
Victor and me were just in London playing a gig for another band, actually, mm-hmm. Something called Schulz and Forever, and we just we played the same gig. It's also Ja Ja, but in London,
but it's awesome. Yeah,
and how cool. Does it feel to be part of the Danish music scene and the Scandinavian music scene? Is this a special thing, or are you musicians like any other musician from London or New Zealand or whatever?
I think that we're just like any other musician, yeah. But I think that there's a lot of great bands mm-hmm. in Denmark and Scandinavian right now, but yeah.
So to the guys to your right, please come to the microphone, closer. Yes. So how is it to work with Niklas? What kind of a guy is he?
Niklas, mm-hmm. He is very talented,
but also a little annoying sometimes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This morning he woke me up by just stealing my what's it called?
Bed
thing.
But you had you wore nothing under it, right?
No. No,
did you make some photos? We can put them on Facebook if you want to.
Yeah. It's already online on my blog.
We took some photos yesterday in a bathtub.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So was the style of this band, was it clear that you want to go in this direction right from the beginning? Or when you're making music for about 6 years, did you just develop and found your style now?
Of course. It always changes. I mean, it depends on what we listen to. In the start, we listened to a lot of different music. Now we listen to
a lot of different music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Again, you know, I mean, you change. You, no, but you start somewhere and you change, and in a year we'll listen to something else and we'll make another album.
Then you can sound completely different, you think?
Maybe, if we want to, sure. Mm-hmm.
Our last album sounded completely different from what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm. Not so dream poppy.
It didn't really represent who we are, because we're really, doesn't look like it right now, but we're really, we like to have fun, but like, not fun in a let's go party and do all this, but just like have fun, like being friends and having fun doing stupid stuff. And with this album, we actually, I think we have fun on it.
Yeah. Let's listen to one of your new songs, Losing You Forever. What is it for kind of song? Tell us a little bit, just a little bit about it.
It was the first song that we wrote for the new EP, mm-hmm. called In It To Win It. Mm-hmm. And it made its way for the new direction and the new sound. Mm-hmm. And I think that people should maybe just hear it.
Das ist, wir hören da jetzt rein. Der erste Song, der für die neue EP geschrieben wurde, In It To Win It, der so ein bisschen die neue Richtung angegeben hat. Waldo und Marsha, heute Abend für euch im Fluxbau beim Ja, Ja, Ja Festival. Gleich setzen wir euch auch noch auf die Gästeliste. Jetzt aber erstmal Losing You Forever. Waldo und Marsha, Losing You Forever bei Flux FM. Heute Abend spielen sie für euch beim Ja, Ja, Ja Festival. Hier bei uns unten direkt an der Spree im Fluxbau. Und nun sind alle Musiker vollzählig vorhanden. Mikkel und Mess sind auch endlich da. They bought the new equipment, so everything went fine. Here, come to the microphone, Mikkel and Mess. Closer, closer.
Hello.
Hello. So you went in there and said, hey, we're two cool guys from Copenhagen. We need the really good equipment.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
what happened?
It was like they... I don't know. Many guys were working there, but nobody knew anything. So, can you explain it?
It's just like a fifth floors.
Huge shop.
Okay, but no one
there.
Who really knows what he's doing there. So
like,
we won't.
Yeah, I know something, but maybe you should talk to that guy. And then another guy was like, yeah, I don't know anything. Talk to that guy. So it was weird, but
we
funny.
Won't say the name of the firm then, but you got everything you wanted?
Yeah, we got it now.
I think so.
We're ready to play.
So
yeah.
You're ready for tonight?
We're just ready.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about tonight. What's going to happen on stage? Six people on stage. What will everybody do?
Seven people, I guess.
Well, we'll actually be seven people on stage at some point. Yeah.
Because Robert will also be on stage?
Yeah, we hope he will.
Andreas down there is playing with us also. Instead of Niklas, because Niklas has some trouble with his hands.
Okay.
I don't know how to say it in English.
No,
but
I broke my hands.
His hands are broken, basically.
So really?
So he can't play.
We can't see that.
No, not like broken.
Not like a fracture, but like...
Inside broken. Broken from the inside.
Okay. It's a bit hard to explain. Yeah, you need to do Pilates.
Yeah, because he played too much, so his his sinews inside his
he's
hands
and sinned. Okay.
Yeah.
So now you have to take a pause.
Play.
It's just my turn. Yeah. Come to the microphone.
Yeah, I'm on a pause right now, but I'll be on stage as well.
Mm-hmm. He's
singing.
He's coming up singing as well.
Also eine große dänische Party heute. What kind of instruments will be involved?
A lot of synthesizers,
yes.
Guitars, drums,
bass,
I hope. Mm-hmm. That's me. Yeah,
some samples, and then...
You name it.
You name
vocals.
It.
You name it. Vocals. How many people will sing?
Three people.
Three people total, but two at the most,
mm-hmm.
two. Like at the same time.
And you will play songs from your new EP, In It To Win It,
yes.
And other songs as well?
Yes,
some old songs,
mm-hmm.
and some new songs as well. Actually newer than the EP.
Brand new,
so a premiere, so to say?
Yeah, yes. A premiere for
cool.
A brand new
song. Toll, dann können wir also ganz, 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 ganz neue Songs dieser Band heute Abend hören. Im Fluxbau, Waldo und Marsha, der Name eines Sextetts aus Dänemark. Und heute sind ja sogar sieben Leute auf der Bühne. Und da freuen wir uns sehr, dass sie vorher vorbeigekommen sind. Und wir wollen euch auch gerne auf die Gästeliste schreiben für dieses tolle nordische Festival. 030 2000 9000, 030 2000 9000. Jetzt anrufen und heute Abend vorbeischauen. Da werden nämlich nicht nur Waldo und Marsha da sein, sondern auch noch Hissa und der 80s Disco Bear Berntsen, den wir uns jetzt anhören. Und ich muss mich schon wieder verabschieden von euch. Time is running out, but it was a pleasure having you here.
Thanks for being here.
Ja, habt Spaß, genießt Berlin. Ihr wart ja auch schon ein paar Tage jetzt hier. Anything great to remember for the last couple of days? What you did?
We spent a lot of time in the bathtub yesterday.
Yeah.
Together naked. It was really nice.
I thought so. You didn't eat currywurst or döner or a great hamburger.
We ate a lot of döner. Yeah.
That's great. Really good.
Dann haben wir alle Klischees abgegrast. Bernd mit Radio Frequency. Tschüss, bye bye.
Bye bye.